countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal. Get Irish Country Living, your magazine for rural Ireland, every week inside the Irish Farmers Journal.
But first, farmers from around the country took to the streets in their tractors yesterday in what the organisers, the IFA, called a day of action to highlight what they say were their concerns about the future direction of the Common Agricultural Policy and unfair aspects of the climate bill. The cavalcades crawled through 30 county towns, including Athenry and Galway, where our reporter Mike McCartney spoke to protesters.
My name's Emma Rabbit and I'm a beef suckler farmer from Athenry, and we do a bit of contracting as well. Very into machinery and cattle, and just here today, I suppose, to make a stand for farmers. No one seems to be listening to us, so it's about time we stood up for ourselves, I think.
You're very young and you're involved in farming. Was this something you gave a lot of thought to? Because a lot of people your age have gone to the cities and gone working elsewhere.
Well, it's in my heart. Like, we grew up with it at family, and it's hard to go away from it when you have such an interest in it. But if we could make a bit more out of it, you know, for everything we put into it, it'd be nice to just get a bit more of a return. You know, costs are going up, but what you're getting for your animals is going down. So it'd be just nice to see a bit more for all the work we do. We produce such good quality cattle and we're not really getting the rewards for it. So just, you know, without the industry, there'd be an awful lot of jobs. You know, it's a big, big industry. And even ourselves at home, we're into machinery. We've a couple of dealerships and it has a knock-on effect, like it would affect everything.
I'm Henry Welch. I'm from Ord and Moor and we're dairy farming. The most important thing really with the CAP negotiations is they're transferring a certain amount of money that's going to be, money removed for convergence. And it's important that that money, when it goes removed from their basic payment, that they have an opportunity in some one of the eco schemes to reclaim all of it in a manageable or practical manner. That any of the schemes that are designed, that they're realistic and achievable for people, that they have an opportunity to reclaim that money.
Now, there are concerns too about the way that money is going to be spent. Yeah. Is there not a fear that there could be, regardless of the outcome, division among farmers in this country?
Ultimately, there's a lot of different farming types in this country. So, you know, it's just reality that it's going to impact on some farmers in different ways. But as I said, the most important thing is if there are cuts in the money, that individual farmers have an opportunity through some one of the eco schemes to recover that money in a practical manner.
Martin Murphy, sheep farmer in North Galway.
Now, you've been talking to people since you arrived here early this morning and you've been helping people to park up and get ready. What are they telling you?
Well, the general thinking is that enough is enough as regards farmers and cuts with CAP. Like, CAP was set up back in 58, 60 to help farmers, European farmers, produce food at reasonable prices for the people of Europe. But over the intervening years, CAP itself, the budget, has been cut, and no later than 1990, 55% of the CAP total budget was for agricultural, but now at the moment it's actually down to 35%. So there's a ferocious cut, and what's happening at the moment is the CAP budget is being turned into an environment scheme, which farmers are doing what they can for the environment, but they're not getting paid at the moment. Too much of their land is being tied up at the moment for all the different schemes, and the price of animals, the price of stock, is not good enough to sustain us on the farm.
My name is Pat Murphy. I'm the Connacht Regional Chairman of the IFA. I'm dairying and I'm suckling. And the reason I'm here today is I want to have a future in farming. My biggest fear is the Climate Action Bill. That's looking to cut the herds of the dairy herds and the suckler herds and the cattle herds. And that's not going to do any good for the environment worldwide. When you listen to Professor Frank McLomer, who's come out lately and said, if you cut the suckler herd or the national herd here, it's going to make no difference to the environment, because whatever food we cut back on, it'll be produced by other areas in the world who don't have the same climate concerns as we have, and certainly don't have the same production standards. So I'm lucky enough to be here with my children today. One of them is driving. I'd like to have a future for them. I'd like my business to be there for them, and certainly from an environmental point of view, I'm proud of my environment. I do my best to look after it, and I'd like a say in the Climate Action Bill to be able for me and farming to fit into it, that I'd like to have a say in its future and its design for farmers. From a personal point of view, I've taken with the technology that's there, I've invested in technology, I've invested in a different way of putting out slurry with a trailing shoe, and that's working. It's working for me very well, but there's a cost to that. But certainly there isn't near as much of a emissions or a smell off the slurry. There's no neighbours giving out. So to me, that's the investment that I've taken on. And whatever technology is or changes that has to come in the future, look, we will embrace them.
My name is Paul Cannon, sheep and suckler.
And why are you here today? What worries you about the CAP negotiations and the climate action proposals?
I'm not sure it's all red tape, sort of. You know, you're doing things every year and get nothing out of it. Nothing out of farming.
How long have you been farming and what way has it changed for you?
42 years this year. Mighty changes, fierce changes. There was more out of it when I started than now. A lot more.
I'm Linda Moyles, I'm from Monavay.
And you've got a young man here and...
Yeah, this is Finlay Jordan. His dad is involved in farming. He's a farmer in Tyquin.
Could you see this young man getting involved in farming in the future?
Hopefully, yeah. Like, his father is farming and his grandfather is farming. So they're doing that about 200 years, so I hope he gets involved. It'd be a total shame if he didn't, yeah.
For my grandson in the future, doesn't look very bright as far as I can see. And he actually loves calves. His father has calves, also has horses and various other farm animals, and he loves it. It'd be an awful shame if he couldn't continue the, what would you call it, the gene.
Mike McCartney reporting from that IFA march in Athenry yesterday.